Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
Welcome to our program, Fostering Innovation and Competitiveness in the Blue Economy. I'm Andrew Gall, and I'm pleased to be hosting this with the support of Frontier IP and Emporia 4KT. During the program, we had a great panel of speakers, and we had discussions where the participants joined in, discussing their particular focus on building ventures, spin-outs of technology, and growing sustainable ventures in the blue economy. Can I pass over now to Mary to briefly introduce yourself, please, Mary?
I'm Mary Matthews. I am the UNDP, UN Development Program, Ocean Advisor and the head of the Ocean Innovation Challenge. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. United Nations Development Program is the largest on-the-ground UN body, and we actually have also the largest ocean portfolio of all of the UN organizations. We coordinate broadly with many of the others, everyone from the Law of the Sea to the International Ocean Commission in UNESCO and UN Environment Program, but we actually have the largest portfolio. UNDP has the largest on-the-ground presence, and those two combined really makes for a really interesting approach to dealing with the Sustainable Development Goals. The Sustainable Development Goals, I'm assuming everyone is familiar with, but just to briefly go over these, there's 17 goals, each that has a series of targets that have been developed by the UN and approved by the UN General Assembly in 2016 to really set the stage for what we want the world to look like in 2030. And to be quite honest, these are incredibly ambitious. They were ambitious before COVID. They're even more ambitious and even more critical now. These address everything from poverty and hunger, health, education, gender, clean water and sanitation, which links very closely with the oceans, energy, economic growth, industry, inequalities, sustainable cities, circular economy and responsible consumption, climate change, life on land, peace, justice, and strong institutions and partnerships. And my personal favorite, as Andrew said, I'm responsible for SDG 14. The nice thing about being responsible for SDG 14 is that I like a good challenge, and this is certainly a phenomenal challenge. In the UN Sustainable Development Goals, it's one of the most ambitious and one that we are actually the furthest behind on. This brings me then to the reason we have the Ocean Innovation Challenge. In 2017, at the Ocean Conference, the UN Ocean Conference, CETA, the Swedish Development Agency, and UNDP really decided that something had to happen, and we couldn't keep doing things with regards to the ocean the way we've always done it and expect different results. We had to come up with some new ideas. So with seed money from CETA and additional funding from NORAD, we have three rounds of the Ocean Innovation Challenge. And we're now currently in the selection for our third round. The first round is for marine pollution, target 14.1. And we had 609 concept proposals from a global call. Of that, 8 were selected. In the second call on sustainable fisheries, looking at target 14.4, sustainable fisheries, 14 7, which focuses on blue economy, and 14B, which is support for small-scale fisheries. We had just over 300 concept proposals submitted, of which we are currently funding 10 of those. Each of the ones that we are funding, we fund up to 24 months with $250,000 as maximum. The criteria that we use in the selection is that they must be innovative, transformative, replicable, scalable, poverty reducing, livelihood creating, and gender mainstreaming. And we're open to public sector, private sector, NGOs, startups, universities, international organizations, governments at all levels. Essentially, we're open to everyone except individuals who are eligible to apply. The application process takes about a year because we are incredibly rigorous in the selection. We go through concept proposals to detailed operational and technical proposals that undergo a peer review, a very rigorous technical expert peer review process. We have to clear the largest hurdles of UNDP's procurement policy, which is phenomenal. And then the innovators that pass all of these hurdles become Ocean Innovation Challenge innovators in the incubator. And in the incubator, they receive support for promotions and communications, technical and management mentoring with a lot of hands-on management mentoring and working, and then connection to capital for scaling up what they're doing and replicating it really quite broadly. We want these to be transformational. And our third round, which we're currently doing selection in case somebody was wondering, is focused on protecting and restoring marine ecosystems, conserving coastal and marine areas with marine protected areas, and non-fisheries blue economy. And we're, as I said, we're in the process right now of selecting those. Our aim, according to the UNDP Ocean Promise, is to have by 2030, which is when we're all shooting for these sustainable development goals, is by 2030 to have 100 unique ocean innovations that are selected, tested, piloted, and in the process of upscaling and being replicated globally using both the UNDP, the wide global UNDP network, as well as every other possible resource. Like I said, we've got public sector and private sector. Of our private sector in the first round, I'll focus on those for a couple of minutes. The ones that we have that are really exciting, we have Aqua in Silico, and we have Sarah with us here today, Sarah Race. Aqua in Silico is doing some amazing work with wastewater treatment facilities in Cape Verde. All of our innovators have to implement in UNDP beneficiary countries. The work they're doing is using algorithms. It seems like it should be simple, and yet I'm coming to appreciate how incredibly complex it is. They're working very closely hand in hand with the waste treatment facilities in Cabo Verde and showing some great results and getting incredibly good and positive feedback. Another one of our innovators is FICO Sterra, and they'll be finishing up their Spanish. Aqua in Silico is based, of course, in Portugal. FICO Sterra is based in Spain, and they're working using a kelp-based fertilizer in Morocco and in Mexico. And the results they're showing also are equally exciting and really quite amazing. We've seen a 25% increase in crop production with a decrease in the need to use chemical-based fertilizers. By applying this kelp-based fertilizer, that reduces of course, a number of the higher cost of fertilizers. It improves the soil quality, and we're getting higher crop production rates. And that's one of our private sectors. And then our third private sector that we really enjoy promoting as well is Fortuna Cools, which is a cooler, a replacement for the styrofoam polystyrene coolers that are ubiquitous in Asia, using compressed coconut husks, so a waste product, to create coolers that then become really, they last longer than the styrofoam ones that normally break down. They're very affordable. They create an income stream for coconut farmers, and the insulation is comparable, if not better, than styrofoam. Few people will complain about having coconut husk washing up on their shores, as opposed to the multiple problems with having styrofoam or polystyrene washing up on their shores. Both the aqua in silico and the Ficostera have got phenomenal reduction in marine pollution capacities. And in both cases, well, actually in all three cases, there has been a tremendous amount of attention and positive support from not only our innovators, but at the UN Ocean Conference. I had venture capitalists repeatedly asking me, how do we get to know your innovators? How can we help your innovators? Because your innovators are tested, they're vetted. We know that they're able to succeed. And so I'm always happy to have an opportunity to talk about the amazing work they do. And I think I have used up all of my time. So I will stop.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think it's an excellent introduction there to the UN Sustainable Development Goals, but also getting into one specifically, and also how you've been taking those forward. And I know it's so important for lots of startups now and corporates that they're aligning their visions and that with the SDGs. So that's great introduction to the topic.
You can see and hear more speakers on our panel for fostering innovation and competitiveness in the blue economy on the playlist. And also you can get more information about AIMOVAR and how to drive more effective innovation at aimovar.com.
Please give a 5-star like and subscribe to future podcasts.